ABC Radio Australia.
One of the most prominent organisations advocating for West Papua's independence from Indonesia has formed a cabinet that it says will deepen the challenge to Indonesia's rule of the region. The United Liberation Movement for West Papua says its new cabinet is made up of people from both inside and outside the two Indonesian provinces of Papua and West Papua. They head 12 departments ranging from foreign affairs, defence and women's affairs. The announcement comes not long after Indonesian President Joko Widodo ordered a crackdown on what he called armed criminal groups after a senior intelligence chief was killed in a shootout in Papua Province late last month. The ULMWP's interim president, Benny Wenda, says his organisation supports a peaceful approach to achieving independence, but the killing of the intelligence chief was justified. Speaking from London, he tells our reporter Liam Fox that he believes the new cabinet shows the international community his group is ready to govern an independent West Papua.
We are moving toward forming a new state inside West Papua based on the principle of human rights and environmental protection, because the right of all beings will be at the heart of our new cabinet agenda. Our, number of priority, ensuring survival of our people and our culture and our environment in the face of the destructions and hand of the Indonesian regime. Enough is enough, and the world must support alternative authority inside West Papua.
And what kind of governance capacity do you and this new cabinet have on the ground?
You may know that last 50 years, we have several announcements, like we have a declaration, many declarations, but all the leaders are, being killed. And that's why we have learned a lot, and this is why we kept the name, under the radar, and we don't want to announce it. 12 department cabinet will be inside West Papua and outside, and some of executive are outside. We will work preparing ourselves and how to run our country, and we have a lot of experience, and I think we're ready to take over our country, and world need to trust us, because last 50 years, Indonesia is not bringing good news for our people. But we've been marginalized, we've been discriminated our own land. And I think this is the time for us to run our country.
You mentioned a takeover or take back of your country. How do you envisage that happening?
We have to preparing ourselves, and that we already, and we've seen that we're confident enough. We've seen a lot of progress we made over the years. The world seen us as this is a handful of people. They cannot run their own affairs, but now we're confident. Just like John Howard government tell the world that it's Timur people, this handful of people, but we believe that, they support it. And that's what we are preparing now. I think this is the good timing, and we are enough to convince the world, and particularly now brother and sisters across the Pacific, and we successfully, lobbies in Pacific Island Forum. In fact, that all the Pacific Island Forum recognize our struggle. That is what's happening in West Papua, and that's why the Pacific Island Forum called UN High Commissioner visit West Papua. Little by little, we are gained support.
Your announcement of a cabinet also includes announcements of the military commanders of the West Papua Army, and you say in the statement that the army will support the laws of armed conflict and support a peaceful approach to ending the conflict. And given that this announcement comes very shortly after a Indonesian intelligence chief was killed late last month, what do you think of that incident?
One thing that I want to say that this is the general, how come he's in that region? There is a lot of military. Why there is this general in the small village of in Tanjaya? If there is no war, he should be not be there. If the Indonesia stated that that is a criminal group, but no, that this is the, I always called their home guard. That is their village. They are defending their right, defending their home. I call the home guard. 1960 up to now, they're still in the village. But Indonesia come to looking for them. They have the right to defend themselves from the Indonesia illegal occupation. That is why very important to reiterate this one. And the West Papua Army is behind the peacefully political solution offer by the UNWP. We want a free and fair referendum and independent, Indonesian independent. The Indonesia government has refused this until today. Indonesia has brought violence and killing in our land, and we want to live in peace. Any people on earth, when invaded, occupation, colonialism, colonized, subject to systematic racism and marginalized, will be fight back. Every people on earth, should we take it lying down? But we want to show the Indonesia to the world. We will engage peacefully, according to international mechanism. That's what we are doing now.
In the wake of the killing of that intelligence chief, the Indonesian president ordered a crackdown, quote, crackdown in West Papua. Have you heard or seen any evidence of a crackdown?
Yes, this is the Intan Jaya. Intan Jaya is people are fleeing from the village. Almost five churches empty while I'm speaking. There is many, many women and children are run to the another villages, neighboring district. And as you know that Bambang Soeharto, the Speaker of the Indonesia House, has an urge to Indonesia military and destroy the West Papuan group first, and we will discuss human rights matter later. And I think world need to be put attention. That's why I encourage or warning to the Pacific leaders, including Australia and New Zealand, they need to push the UN High Commissioner to visit West Papua. That is outstanding. That's why it's very important.
Interim President Benny Wender, the interim president of the United Liberation Movement of West Papua, speaking to Liam Fox there. And Pacific Beat will be seeking a response from the Indonesian government.